The Mustang Sports Network returns with an in-depth recap of the game and a chat with the coach. This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Stevenson victorious today for the first time at home. The Mustangs, even the record at 3-3, we're joined now by Mustangs head coach Gary Stewart. Coach, how good did it feel to get this team back to 500 and beat a team that was ahead of you guys in the conference?
Well, honestly, we didn't talk about winning. We talked about effort and a consistent effort. We got to get back to playing Stevenson basketball. We haven't been doing that. We haven't done anything that we set out to do. So we kind of rebooted yesterday and had a come to daddy meeting, I guess you'd say. And we addressed a lot of things. And we played much better today.
Coach, one of the things you guys have been so good at the last couple of years, team defense. Today, Arcadia 23 of 63. They've been a great shooting team inside the arc, outside the arc all year. What did you guys do defensively to limit their good looks?
Well, we just didn't like what we were doing. You know, we looked at the tape. We showed our guys, what we were doing. And there was nothing there that resembled Stevenson basketball. Right? And it wasn't about the winning and the losing. It was about what we're putting into it. And our fans and our community expects, they have an expectation that we're going to come out and compete, and we weren't doing that very well.
Well, irrelevant of the score, obviously you guys got off to a good start. What kind of things did you see at the beginning from your team that you thought would be a different outcome or a better effort today?
Well, I thought we competed. I thought we had the right energy. We were determined to guard the ball, and we also helped better. We rotated better. We talked about having multiple efforts on defense and winning our one-on-ones. We talked about playing as a cohesive unit. So it's everybody's responsibility to keep the ball in front, not just the guy that's guarding them. So, again, just kind of rebooting, getting back to what we are, and I'm proud of the guys. I thought the effort was there tonight. We got four guys in double figures. We haven't been doing that. It's a good win for us.
A unique situation. You have a guy in Sean Mayberry playing against a team that he was a big contributor for last year. What was that like? Getting him ready for that game, and he had one of his most efficient outputs of the season.
Well, I think, and not only for Sean, but I think for the team, you better focus on Gary Stewart, because we didn't talk about the opponent. We talked about us, and there's some things that I need to hold you accountable for. I'm going to do that, and I'm not talking about fear in the literal sense, but fear of the messenger instead of getting distracted on other things. So I think Sean's focus was playing well and being very efficient, as were the other guys.
Coach, obviously, without Christian Roberts today and Wednesday, a couple of guys getting more playing time. Corey Heyman, he just kind of caught fire there, in a part of the game where you guys needed some secondary scoring.
Yeah, I haven't been happy with Corey. He's a talented guy, and we expect contribution from him, and we talked about that. He's been playing better for us. He played better at Lebanon Valley. His energy's better, but again, he's been working diligently to climb out of that that hole that I put him in based on his play, and I credit him. He could have gone the other way. He said, coach, you're right, and got back to work, and you see the end result.
Coach, you talked about how you guys kind of rebooted yesterday for today. Would you rather get back out there and play tomorrow? Obviously, you have a week break now. Would you like to see these guys coming off this effort, just get to play more games? You played so many games. Now you come out with one of your best efforts of the season, and now you have to wait 6 days.
I'm a practice guy, so I'm ready to chopping at the bit to get back to practice. We've got a lot of things that we've got to address to get better, and I think we will. We've gone through a lot as a team, and now it's our time to kind of put everything together.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. Congratulations on the big win today.
Thank you.
All right, that was Mustangs head coach Gary Stewart. Stevenson wins 76-58. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.